11. Redemptive price completely paid on Calvary. The ransom paid by Christ, the atonement on the cross, is ever before them. On the cross of Calvary he paid the redemption price of the race. And thus he gained the right to rescue the captives from the grasp of the great deceiver, who by a lie framed against the government of God, caused the fall of man, and who thus forfeited all claim to be called a loyal subject of God's kingdom. Satan refused to let his captives go. He held them as his subjects because of their belief of his lie. He had thus become their jailer. But he had no right to demand that a price be paid for them, because he had not obtained possession of them by lawful conquest, but under false pretense. God, being the creditor, had a right to make any provision for the redemption of human beings. Justice demanded that a certain price be paid. The Son of God was the only one who could pay this price. He volunteered to come to this earth and pass over the ground where Adam fell. He came as the Redeemer of the lost race, to conquer the wily foe, and by his steadfast allegiance to right, to save all who should accept him as their Savior. Christ alone could bear the message of man's deliverance. He came with a full and complete ransom. He came to bring life and immortality within the reach of the fallen race. As the life-giver, he assumed our nature, that he might reveal the character of God, and stamp his image on all who would receive him. He became man that through his infinite sacrifice God might receive the homage of the restored race. The science of redemption is as high as heaven, and its value is infinite. This truth is so broad, so deep, so high, that beside it all the wisdom of earth's wisest men sinks into insignificance. In comparison with the knowledge of God, all human knowledge is as chaff. And the way of salvation can be made known only by God. All that God and Christ could do has been done to save sinners. Transgression placed the whole world in jeopardy, under the death sentence. But in heaven there was heard a voice saying, "I have found a ransom." Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin for fallen man. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ gave himself as a ransom. He laid off his royal robe. He laid aside his kingly crown, and stepped down from his high command over all heaven, clothing his divinity with humanity that he might carry all the infirmities and bear all the temptations of humanity.